Among the members reason for not suggesting can see you sitting too next to yourself and in public. Like the UK, the Commission for Safety processing requests for participants, those who need asylum applications, and the reason of origin. The Commission offers no further explanation as to how this will be conducted. The UK government places mandatory external processing for all applicants, even those who are supplied on the territory of a member state. In the UN High Commission for Refugees and Ministry Facilities for frightening the EU.
Asylum seekers would be entitled to 6 months temporary detention while their asylum application was in process.
Legal opinion suggests that removing asylum seekers from the EU before discrimination victims would obviously be to meet up in European Union rights conventions.
The Commission has had points to stress that external processing would be complementary and without prejudice. The prosecution of individual requests for asylum expressed by spontaneous arrival can be used.
Looking at the UK and the High Commissioner for Refugees proposals, however, the principle of external processing seems to be designated as an alternative to spontaneous arrival.
The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, who has hitherto opposed the definition of safe borders, suggested that this principle should be the basis for special EU based mechanisms.
Target cases of asylum seekers for refugee policy, primarily of economic migrants, and to reinforce concerns of persons not in need of international protection.
Under the UN High Commission for Refugees proposal, all asylum seekers from designated countries of origin should be immediately transferred to closed reception facilities, where their claims would be determined by a consortium of national asylum officers and second instance decision makers. We will determine international protection needs in a single procedure that follows international standards.
The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, like the UK, suggests that the centers could be located in one or possibly more states close to the external borders of the EU, probably of the enlarged EU of 2006.
The issue that worries refugee groups and others in civil society is that once external processing procedures and jurisdictions are established, we will become
following new labor's new mission for refugees, the Commission proposes protecting the region, another principle endorsed by the UN High Commissioner for Refugees.
This is based on the controversial argument cited in the introduction that there is no need for refugees from third world to come to Europe to make the safety of England's protection in neighboring countries while suffering in the
region. The UK Home Office had suggested that successful development policies would mean that in the future there would be no need to pay. But the Commission has concluded that in the absence of a credible development policy, this argument does not hold sway.
So instead, it is financial and managerial assistance to states and refugee regions of origin to help them become robust providers of
protection. What this means is funding immigration controls and asylum systems in their countries on the basis of EU minimum standards.
The EU will then be seen to offer effective protection for refugees and safe to return. If it means 5 benchmarks.
Life and liberty are not dependent on the basis of religion, nationality, membership of a particular social group, or opinion.
The principle of non-refoulement is important to the human condition to be respected.
Life and liberty can torture and cruel inhuman or degrading treatment of this particular, as well as a prohibition of removal to such treatment.
The possibility exists to request refugee status and is found to be a refugee status.
The possibility exists to live a safe and dignified life, taking into consideration the relevant socioeconomic conditions of all members of the country.
The principle and possibility are all very well taken, particularly meaningless in practice.
Many states around the world claim to respect minimum human rights standards and do offer the possibility of refugee protection. The reality may be very different.
EU member states were satisfied last year, for example, for the return of refugees, despite requesting a contract from the NGO on its own, ongoing military actions, and serious questions over the
country. So, the EU simply intends to designate zones for countries in Africa, the Middle East, the Americas, and Asia, as offering special
treatment? The UK will be silent on this issue, though this was the main objective of the UK proposal for the creation of state borders.
The UN High Commissioner for Refugees released proposals of development assistance for refugees, that is to say, to enable their localization, and also substantial financial and material investment in those countries.
The Commission, however, refers refers only to existing EU development programs and recently agreed programs on providing financial and technical assistance from the EU to third states for the purposes of migration management.
So protection of the region is the preferred outcome of the current process, and the EU will continue to take in some refugees.
Where the UN High Commissioner for Refugees says that persons found to be in need of international protection will be distributed fairly among member states, the Commission proposes an ad hoc flexible EU settlement plan.
If it's a state taken, the UK government has proposed that the settlement cannot be a right, and the definition of refugees has been added narrowly. The Commission is under pressure, though it does drop several hints as to who might benefit from the settlement.
There are two issues to be considered in deciding whether or not it is suitable for the settlement under a conflict in the scheme. Are they part of the target group being suitable for selection?
The setting up of tailor-made immigration programs for specific categories of refugees could also be much more easily devised if a country knew in advance who was arriving on its territory to stay. Resettling to allowing physical access to the territory of the EU of persons whose identity and history has been screened in advance would also be preferable from a security perspective.
Apparently, the Commission believes that stable personal histories in the US profile should supplement the UN Convention's principle of protection for all fleeing persecution or civil regimes.
Moreover, what exactly does the Commission mean by specific categories of refugees? Ethnic groups, specific nationalities, men, women, and children, or perhaps workers with certain skill sets?
Any kind of discrimination or cherry picking of refugees is incompatible with the Refugee Convention, not to say that it is non-discrimination, and is based on a teaching that's overly racist. The possible inclusion of refugee protection with the labor needs of EU member states would represent neo-colonialism of the highest order.
The Commission does its best to give the impression that there is communication about offering refugees protection in EU member states, facilitating the arrival of refugees on the territory of the member state. The resettlement scheme offers rapid access to protection without refugees being at the mercy of illegal immigration or smuggling in, or having to wait years for recognition of their status.
This is all very well, but the reality is that EU expulsion policy means that far more refugees are likely to be removed from the EU than are allowed in. Not to mention the ever stricter immigration and asylum regime, which means that more entrants will be at the mercy of the traffickers.
The likely targets can take up an ad hoc, flexible EU settlement program is dwarfed by the ambitious expulsion targets of the member states.
These targets include rejected asylum seekers, applicants whose claims are manifestly unfounded, illegal immigrants, and recognized refugees whose temporary detention has expired. Repatriation, readmission, removal, and return have all found their way to the heart of EU immigration and asylum law. The EU action plan to improve cooperation on expulsion using joint charter flags, etc.
The plan has also found its way into the Commission communication on improving access to global solutions. The plan could be aimed at the third country's own nationals, as well as other third country nationals for whom the third country has been or could have been a country of first asylum. This country offers effective protection.
Unaccountable International Organization of Migration will facilitate the return of migrants to countries of asylum. The Commission also proposes that the transport of those selected from resettlement to the EU would be organized by IOM, and that there may be a role for NGOs in this process.
So if the Commission views the return and the communication of protection in the region, the resettlement does the UK goal of mandatory external processing?
Another important issue in the communication is the systematic registration and documentation of asylum applicants, which the Commission argues are important aspects of refugee protection.
And this is not practical. Registration does nothing to protect refugees. It is, instead, an important aspect of policing refugees. Documentation arguably contributes to refugee protection, but it often means, in fact, that asylum seekers are often treated as second-class citizens. What is proposed is comprehensive and systematic registration and documentation of refugees and asylum seekers, including standardized exchange of information, as a factor of extension of erratic movement across the world.
The UN High Commissioner for Refugees Registration Scheme Profile, which will ultimately utilize biometric technology, fingerprints, constitutes a fundamental protection tool to better manage who requires protection in a third country. team could also prove invaluable in terms of evaluating the effects of the actions taken under the EU's implementation program.
The Commission's communication contains no formal legislative support, so no consultation of national or the European Parliament is visible. So the EP and the member states of the EU Council are requested to endorse regional protection programs, the principle of effective protection, and an EU resettlement scheme.
The Commission then envisions taking charge of applying up to a part of EU regional protection in relation to a post-Brexit refugee situation identified by the Commission in post-Brexit with the UN High Commissioner of Refugees, and consulting the relevant people to a plan of action by July 2005.
The cooperation of countries and regional protection programs will be solicited during reviews of the EU's regional and international strategy to cover relations with developing countries in all policy areas. In this way, the strict imperative of aid and trade can be used to impose the EU's policy agenda on these states. EU resettlement legislation will be proposed in July of 2005.
The UK government first presented its new vision for refugees, however, deliberately leaked to the right-wing press in an attempt to calm tabloid hysteria over asylum seekers and the foreign national like me others pointed out that
the real goal behind the UK proposal appears to be to reduce the number of spontaneous arrivals in the UK of other countries by denying access to territory, restricting asylum seekers to zones outside the EU, where refugee protection would be weak and unclear.
15 months later, the essence of the UK proposal has been incorporated into EU policy. How has this happened? The normal procedure for new EU policy areas is that the Commission produces a green paper setting out policy options and consulting Parliament, institutes, and NGOs.
This is currently followed by a communication on Commission's intentions and then formal legislative proposals to be agreed upon by the Council and the EP under a legal basis for the EU framework.
In this case, however, the Commission has taken up the UK proposal, particularly only consulted third parties with an interest in implementing the proposal, and begun working on an ad hoc operational project using EU funds to undertake actions in the future. It clearly does not involve the same expert opinion as the UK House of Lords, whose recent report, handling EU asylum claims European examined, published on April 30, 2004, identified a number of drawbacks in the UK and UN High Commissioner for Refugees proposal. He recommended instead that third party decision making in the member states is the key to an effective determination process.
The Commission has also done its best to confuse readers of the communication as to the content and purpose of objections and proposals. There is no clear legal basis for these activities in the EU documents, though the Constitution will arguably provide one. And the only instance of formal decision making was the creation of the EU deadline to fund immigration systems into the state. All the decisions have been taken by officials. The mandate for the Commission's communication from the EU Council member states can be found in Conclusion 26 of a special release to the European Summit on June 19th and 20th, 2002.
Another conclusion can be expected to be nodded through by EU special ministers at the next meeting, who will give the Commission its endorsement to put the policy into practice. Writing policy in this way means that there will be no meaningful consultation of Parliament on the decision to develop this policy, and precious little in the way of accountability as far as opposition and merit are concerned. It is even expressly proposed that the EU be excluded from the decision on which region and post-active refugee situation to collect the protection, and the region can be settled permanently.
Therefore, the Commission is developing four series of risk proposals in the UK government's controversial new vision, protection in the region and settlement. In fact, this will mean the denial of refugee protection in Western Europe to more and more refugees, and the cherry-picking of those refugees who are Western. The incorporation of returns, safe-grid countries, and regional protection zones is a step toward the third key EU proposal. The process will include all asylum applications outside the EU.
The EU has already supported its responsibility for countless refugees through development of buffer states and readmission agreements, the funding for persons in the region, border controls, and migration management in developing countries, which will export responsibility for countless more. It has, of course, been pointed out to development NGOs by time, aid, and play to migration management conversations, the international development agenda has undermined. And what is dictating the affairs of third states? unfortunately, there are people that the EU does not want to say about the proposed democratization agenda.
Most peaceful and richest countries in some of the world's poorest and most unstable regions.
This analysis is